Hello, Terrapins, and welcome back to the Terps for Life podcast. This is Director of Athletics Chris Lavoie, and today I want to talk to you about a study that was done by one of the Boston Celtics' all-time greats, Mr. Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett had an intensity level that could really be matched night by none, whether it be a preseason game, whether it be a regular season game or a playoff game. Kevin Garnett had an intensity level that acted as if it was a world championship every single day. And Kevin Garnett did a study back in 2010 where he said, "My goal as a teammate is to be the best teammate that I can possibly be." And he said, "I'm going to give more high fives and slaps on the back than anybody else on my team or anybody else in the NBA." And he thought that what he called a touchy player, meant that he was giving support to his teammates. That support then led to success. When players made great plays, he'd give them a high five. When players were struggling, he'd give them a slap on the back. And he found that became contagious, that whether things were going well or not going well, the intensity as him as a teammate or the players on the floor at that point in time, they needed to touch each other more with the high fives and the slaps on the back simply to support each other. ESPN grabbed hold of this and also kind of concluded a study in 2010 and basically wanted to find out, like, who are the what they called touchiest players in the NBA? Kevin Garnett taking that lead. And they wanted to know, was there any direct or indirect, you know, result as to the touchiest players having more success? Now, what they found wasn't necessarily a scientific study, but they did find that players like Kevin Garnett, the Boston Celtics that year, had a lot of success and happened to be one of the, again, quote-unquote, touchiest teams in the NBA. So, you know, as we look at Kevin Garnett and that study, more so than just being a touchy player, can you be a supportive player? Can you be a supportive teammate? What are you doing to look outside just yourself and your personal stats to become a great teammate? Whether it be on the basketball floor, the soccer field, on the volleyball court, in the pool, can you be more supportive? Now, you don't necessarily have to be a touchy player, but high fives, slaps on the back when teammates aren't doing so well will go a long way. So take that Kevin Garnett mentality of being a great teammate. Great teammates aren't selfish. Great teammates will do what they need to do to pick not only themselves up, but to pick their teammates up as well. So go be that Kevin Garnett today, Terrapins. Pick somebody else up when they're not doing so well and be a great teammate. Go be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.